नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नित्य नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी हस्तजतेशधारिणे वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
Sincere gratitude to His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj for your eloquent and enlightening Prabhachan. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
And my special gratitude to all of you who are here today, especially those who are sincerely coming forward to make this commitment of devotion by taking vows to follow Srila Prabhupada's teachings and give your life to assisting his compassionate mission. At the time of initiation, Srila Prabhupada would have us chant this verse that we have sung together. Om apavitra pavitrova sarvavastam katopiva yasmaret pundarikaksham sabhayabhyantara suchi. Srila Prabhupada taught us that this one verse encapsulates the very essence of the purpose of initiation and the very purpose of the human form of life. Whether one is pure or impure, or even having passed through all various circumstances in life, one who remembers the beautiful lotus-eyed Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes purified both without and within. Krishna is addressed in this verse as Pavitra, means he is supremely pure. It is an eternal principle that what we associate with, we become like that. When we associate with Krishna, we become purified. Somehow or other, this Krishna consciousness movement means that we try to be in the presence of Krishna by remembering Krishna through being conscious of Krishna in every situation. And what does it mean to be conscious of Krishna through all the different situations of life, success and failure, honor and dishonor, happiness and distress, health and disease? It means to remember Jivara Swarupoi Krishnada Nityadas, that I'm eternally the servant of Krishna. And whatever may come, at whatever stage in our life, samsidhyar haditoshanam, how can I serve you, Krishna? How could I please you? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. And he appeared in this world in the role of a devotee to teach us how to please Krishna. Now, So many people can have so many interpretations and opinions about what pleases God. But only God really knows what pleases him. And evam parampara praptam. Krishna has spoken what pleases him. And that truth has been passed down through the great acharyas of parampara. Otherwise, the tendency of the human ego is we want to superimpose our desires on what pleases God. And we see all over the world in so many religions, there's so much hatred and envy and killing with the understanding this will please God. But parampara teaches what God has spoken. And in this age of Kali, namo mahabhadanyaya krishna prema pradayate, krishnaya krishna chaitanya namane gaurutveshe namaha. Krishna himself has descended in the role of a devotee. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna with the Mahabhav, the love of Sri Radha, the supreme devotee, and has come to teach us, not only through his words, but through his example, how to please Krishna. Although he is Jagadguru, he took initiation and humbly served his guru, Ishwarapuri, to set the standard for all of us. And he taught us, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, that the prime benediction, the greatest gift in all of creation, is that Krishna has appeared within the sound vibration of his holy name. Nam namakari bahuta nita sarvashakti. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught that the Supreme Absolute Truth has many, many names and has invested all of these names with his beauty, his sweetness, his power, and his personal presence. But Krishna himself, of all the names of Krishna, he especially emphasized a particular sloka and mantra from the Kali Santarana Upanishad. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. It is the Maha Mantra. The Upanishad tells that in this age of Kali, quarrel and hypocrisy, this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the best possible medicine to cure us and bring our consciousness back to its original natural state. In Srila Prabhupada's lecture describing the Maha Mantra, he explained that Krishna consciousness is the original natural consciousness of all living beings. But somehow or other, like dust covering a mirror, it has been covered. Cheto darapana marjana. This is the effect of chanting. It awakens a clear understanding of who we are and what is our relationship with Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Satya Kapunoi Sravanadi Sudhichiti Koriyayudai. That ecstatic love for Krishna is eternally dormant within the heart of all living beings. By associating with those who love Krishna, the devotees, and by chanting the holy names, that love is awakened. Jeev Jago, Gora Chandra Bole. In this world, there are so many disturbances and so many distractions. Wherever you are, whether you're in the Himalayan mountains or whether you're at Radharas Bihari Temple, planes are going overhead. So many reasons to be distracted. But in whatever situation, we're never discouraged. It's Lord Chaitanya's promise. If we just chant these holy names according to his guidelines, then this love for Krishna will awaken within our heart. His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj was giving us most profound and crucial instructions of how to chant the holy name properly, to guard against these 10 offenses, to live a life of morality and character in a spirit of seva. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood before Jagannath in Puri, he offered that beautiful verse, which culminates Gopi Bharatur Padakamalayora Dasa Dasa Das Anudas. To identify as the servant of the servant of the servant. Whatever our race, whatever our position in our society, whatever our academic or economic status may be, these are all details. Our true aspiration is to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. And then when we chant the holy names, Krishna will be pleased to reveal himself and completely purify us of all the anartas of lust, anger, envy, greed, arrogance, and illusion. When those anartas are removed, the Atma's natural desire to please Krishna by service unconditionally is awakened. Within our society, Srila Prabhupada, as our founder, Acharya, on the highest level, he exemplified unmotivated, uninterrupted devotional service to Sri Krishna. He exemplified the highest standard and expression of commitment to making the words of his guru his life and soul. He exhibited the true ecstasies of his love for Krishna through his limitless compassion for all of us. And within our International Society for Krishna Consciousness, we are all together in our roles as Diksha Gurus and Shiksha Gurus, temple presidents, GBCs, pujaris, book distributors, mothers, fathers, teachers in the congregation. Whatever role we may have, we are all respecting and living according to those roles to assist Srila Prabhupada in his great mission of compassion. And in that sense, we are all truly one family. And to keep that as a priority of how we respect and honor and serve each other is a very important part of fulfilling Prabhupada's mission of spreading the message of Lord Chaitanya throughout the world. I'm very honored to be in the service of Brajahari Prabhu, temple president of Radharas Bihari Temple, and to His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj, Bhima Prabhu, Devaki Nandan Prabhu, GBCs, to my elder brother, well-wisher, Shiksha Guru, Giriraj Swami Maharaj. Thank you very much.